Cannot imagine where Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is today. But don't think too hard because I'm going to tell you where I am. I travelled to Winstable on the coastline of Kent. And whenever Coffee Mumbo Jumbo travels somewhere, the first thing is obviously to look. Are there coffee shops? Are there roasters? And I found that there is a roastery called Red Cherry Coffee Roasters in Whitstable itself. So you can't imagine the excitement to track down Audrey. And Audrey is, and her husband John, they are Red Cherry Coffee. Now, there's a bit of a story to Audrey because she's actually South African. She's had a coffee business and a roasting business in South Africa, no other place than Cape Town, where the coffee scene is buzzing. So I'm here and I was so impressed is maybe the wrong word, because I was touched. I was really touched by walking into Audrey's home, stroke roastery, because she laid up 5 different coffees, a cupping table ready for Coffee Mumbo Jumbo to cup with her and with John. I also saw the roaster, and the roaster is a 1 kilo roaster, which is a 3 kilo roaster. Okay, it's even bigger than I thought, which is tucked away in the garage, which is the roastery itself. Beautiful. So, with no longer further ado, this is Audrey. Audrey, what made you come back to England? What's your passion about coffee? And first of all, thank you for welcoming me.
It's a pleasure.
To your home and to your roastery. Pleasure.
Well, why we came back to England is we prefer the weather to South Africa.
Wow. Okay, let's go down to the chase now. Let's get to the chase.
Well, I'll tell you about my journey in coffee. I always used to go to coffee shops and stuff, and my husband and I used to love going in, and I used to order an Earl Grey tea. I'll tell you why. Because in those years, coffee always came out as a bit bitter, a bit
muddy.
It was weird. Mm-hmm. I just didn't actually like the taste of coffee. So anyway, the one day we were in a food festival that was in Cape Town, and a coffee place there called Origin Coffee Roasters, who'd been doing a lot of work in coffee in Cape Town, were involved in the first ever South African Barista Championships. And I had one of their baristas pour me this coffee because I was exhausted. You know, when you're walking through these food fairs, you just get tired. Mm-hmm. So I said, look, I need a coffee. I need it for the energy. But I tell you, it's the taste of it. I couldn't actually believe how sweet it was, how flavorful, how absolutely delicious. And from that day on, I was sold on coffee, loved it. And then I just thought, now, how are we going to do this? So we bought a little espresso machine and we started making like flat whites like they do, you know, with the microfoam milk and the perfect shot and everything like that. And then when that machine kind of just got too small, we said, okay, no, look, we have to go prosumer here. We're going to go big. And so we spent the money. We bought a prosumer machine. And then after that, after we'd kind of started...
So is that one I see here? The Expo Bar Jewel Boiler PID you put installed there?
So yeah. It's a beautiful baby.
We're talking a good baby. A one group, but an E61.
Yeah,
so
but
great.
You can adjust the temperature, which is nice. You know, so you can make it 92 to, you know, whatever, 94.
Whatever. Yeah.
We don't really go above 92 much. Anyway, so after that, I just said, no, I want to roast my own coffee. So I got a little tabletop roaster, started roasting. Our friends loved it, and eventually we had the one friend introduce us to his cafe friend owner, and the cafe owner said to us, look, I really need you to supply me now because I'm really interested. You guys are doing something fantastic here, and I want to supply local because we were in an area called Fishhook area at the time. So we started supplying him, and then we started taking quite a few nice good cafes on, and we just... obviously when we took him on, we decided to go big and get a nice big roaster and just go proper.
So you got a 3 kilo roaster.
Yeah,
we got our
3 kg roaster. So from there on, it's just been kind of history. We've loved coffee. We've loved everything. My journey to El Salvador as a Cup of Excellence juror changed my life on the quality of coffee you can get. You know, like just those coffees that score 84, 85, 86. I mean, the winning coffee, I think that year it scored a 92. It was absolutely sublime. It's just, then I was exposed to like the kind of coffees that are just that level above everything else.
So what next here that you're in Whitstable and you're still roasting small scale artisan, of course, because, you know, Whitstable is crying out for good coffee.
I know. I mean, well, we'd love to be on the high street. We'd love to have people come and taste our coffee and experience the roasting and see us, you know, talk to us, have the nice flat white every morning. And hopefully one day we'll get to that point where we'll be there, we'll be on the high street, we'll be a showcase. In the meantime, we're definitely supplying some really good cafes. We help the cafes improve their coffee offering. We can offer barista training, and we can definitely help people upgrade their coffee. And we supply some of the smaller cafes here in Kent and Broadstairs, White and Jones being one of them. And then there's another roaster called the coffee people called the Drinks People, who...
This is just coming to an end, but we're going to do another one. So, because I want to say to people, you got to check out Audrey on the website as well. But just do another boost, so stay tuned.